Welcome home. We are WNSG, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are a positively in a great week here. Big football game here. And every week I've been trying to reach back out to some alums. Mike Flynn was the legend of the game a couple of weeks ago, so I had to have him on, of course, from the legendary Super Bowl 35 crew. This guy I thought of right around lunchtime when I'm like, let's go Broncos. We're all Broncos fans. Broncos are going to win. They're going to beat Buffalo. And I thought, I'm going to call Stokely and get him on a show this week, see what's going on with him 24 years after the catch and Seahorn and all that stuff. And the last time I had him on, he had this great full ticket from the Elway Drive game that I actually attended. And since then, we've lost the great Phil Jackman, who I attended that game with almost 40 years ago. And the Broncos were eliminated. And I thought, who would know more about casing this Buffalo Bills team and telling me who the real MVP is, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, than Brandon Stokley? He now does sports radio. Always wanted to be me. Now he gets to be me. I always wanted to be him, and all I got stuck with was this Baltimore Colts belt buckle. What's going on, Stokes? How you been, my brother? How's life in Denver?
Oh, it's great. Everything's great besides the cold weather, which you know very well over there in Baltimore. So, no, everything's great. It was a great year for the Broncos. Obviously, the playoff game didn't turn out like everyone hoped around here. But overall, great year for the Broncos. And man, look, rocking and rolling. The playoff football is here. And the heavyweight matchup is Baltimore Buffalo. That's going to be a great one.
You were on some teams in the playoffs where you felt like you had the better team and lost. You probably were on some teams where you felt like, maybe the 0-1 team was one of those where we were not really sure of ourselves and you wind up winning a ring. Both of these teams are, have this pedigree. And then Mahomes can be waiting over the hill, probably, by the time the afternoon gets over on Saturday. Somehow, some way, Houston makes that happen. Then the stakes really get high to have a home game and a
Yeah.
championship game again, which you've only had one here ever. It was last year. Your era never had that. Either one of your eras never had that. Broncos, but that was funny. This matchup and these quarterbacks and these offenses and these teams. Do you have any doubt in your mind who the better team is?
Wow, I do. I think you look at both of these teams and going into the year, there was a lot of question marks about Buffalo. What are they going to do without Stephon Diggs? They had to release some other guys, and there's a transition there to more of, okay, we're going to try to run the ball better, and we're going to just, hey, get some good receivers, maybe not an upper echelon type of number one like they had with Stephon Diggs. And you've seen Josh Allen excel. You've seen that team take a step forward. So, I was had my question marks about Buffalo, especially after their playoff failures with Sean McDermott and Josh Allen that they've had. Here we go. I mean, they've exceeded my expectations, and it's in Buffalo. So that's a tough place to play. And you look at Baltimore this year. I mean, they've kind of done what we expected them to do. Derrick Henry's been awesome, obviously, and Lamar's been awesome. And their defense is now starting to play some really good football. I'm looking forward to this game. It's going to be a great game. You got two teams that have underachieved in the biggest moments in the playoffs. Lamar, Josh, and those rosters have not taken that next step. So a lot of expectations, a lot of pressure on this game. Who, like you said, probably going to be the Chiefs. I mean, I wouldn't be completely shocked if it's the Texans, but expecting the Chiefs to be there. So who's going to be that team, Buffalo or Baltimore, that's able to maybe dethrone, the Chiefs for us in Indy, right? When I had the 4-year stretch there, we had good teams. We could never take that next step, right? Never could get over the hump. Never could get to the Super Bowl. Couldn't beat New England when it mattered the most. Finally, when we did win the Super Bowl in 06, had New England beat New England. So will that be one of those two teams, Baltimore or Buffalo, this year?
Well, there is something about that failure and that part of it, and you're dealing with it in Denver right now, where, coach with a pelt, quarterback finding himself first year, optimism starts to go, right? I mean, and in Denver, they know what winning's all about there, and they've been through these dark times. We've never really had that in Baltimore. Pittsburgh, I mean, just destroyed the Steelers over the weekend, which I know, warms your fuzzies, but also the notion of what they're doing, where they win every year, they win enough to never get a great draft pick. Tomlin's done nothing but win there, but they never win this time of the year. And then you measure yourself and say, do I have a quarterback? You never had to worry about that when you had Peyton Manning.
No, absolutely not. But that put more pressure on you when you have the quarterback, but you still can't take that next step. And you've had great regular seasons, but you can't take that next step. So, both those teams, Baltimore and Buffalo, they have the quarterback, right? And Baltimore's got the coach. I like Sean McDermott there with Buffalo, but eventually you got to figure it out and take that next step. And it's hard. NFL's hard. These seasons are tough. They're long. A lot of things have to go your way. I mean, you've seen it in Baltimore when you've had some terrible injuries just deplete your football team. And so when you get this far, you want to take advantage of the opportunity. And like I said, I can't wait for the football game. You're talking about two really good football teams, well-coached football teams with a lot on the line. It doesn't get any better than that.
Well, you saw the Bills Broncos game. Brandon Stokley is our guest, the familiar voice, Super Bowl 35 champion. We do forget about his era with those. By the way, you collect those tickets. I've started collecting the 71 NFL belt buckles. So, like, and I've been picking these
Oh.
things up. I mean, look how beautiful these things are, right? And they're all like, there are no more Baltimore Colts. You know about that. There are no more San Diego Chargers.
Right.
There are no more Oakland Raiders. You
There
know what
we
I mean?
go.
So, I got the St. Louis Cardinals one, but I'll leave that. But this time of the year, I went to Buffalo for. Back when you were a very young man, in the early 80s, I was there for the K-Gun 51-3, blowing out the then LA Raiders, different Raiders, of Art Shell. Buffalo hasn't won. I mean, you were in these places where we won here, you won in Indianapolis, being a part of all of that. There's just something about the want of Buffalo and that organization. And that thing's really been turned around in regard to the quarterback, the stadium coming online. I mean, you know what the locker rooms were like. The whole vibe up there was like, hey, somebody better come in here. Bon Jovi's going to take it to Toronto, right?
Yeah,
But all of
right.
that's been stabilized now. And they're at a point where, like, fan base has never been that this is a breakthrough moment for their city, their franchise, their region. And Stokes, it's like, I mean, you're from sleeping New Orleans, Louisiana, and LSU, and what college football represents. Buffalo, the Bills are
Yeah.
Alabama and, everything, all the Yankees all wrapped into one in Western New York, and they've never had it. That's why I almost threw my wife and Luke in the car and said, come on, let's go up there and be a part of this. Then I realized it was 18 degrees and I was at the Mile High Miracle game, as I know you were. And I thought, it's nice here on TV. You know what I mean? That's
Yeah.
what I'm doing these days. But Buffalo, and you played there many times.
Tough place to play. Great fan base, obviously. They love their Bills. But once again, we talked a lot about this with the Broncos going to play the Bills. Broncos went on the road last year in the regular season and beat the Bills. Didn't think they could do that. So you look at the playoffs against Buffalo, and what we were talking about here is keep this game close heading into the fourth quarter, midway through the, because all of a sudden that fan base is going to tense up, right? They're going to start feeling that pressure of, oh my gosh, we can't screw this up again. I mean, this isn't the last 4 or 5 years like the Lamar talk. Baltimore's won some Super Bowls. You look at the Bills, they haven't won anything. They've gotten close, right? So many times, and it's been heartbreak after heartbreak. Fans are just used to it. They expect it. Bills fans expect to get. Have a tough way to end the season, tough loss. And we've seen it now with Josh Allen, with Sean McDermott. So, yeah, if you ask me, okay, who's the pressure on, who's going to feel it more, it's got to be the Bills, and they're playing at home.
Brandon Stokley is here. He does sports radio out in Denver as well as anyone. He played the game at a very, very high level. I reach for it. I've worn it all week. I'm wearing my Curio purple, but I have a Derrick Henry jersey that I bought last week. It arrived on Elvis's birthday, the King's birthday, January 8th, and I've been wearing it. I've laundered it, but it's a Houston Oiler Derrick Henry jersey that I found was my size on the internet for $44.75. I bought it. It's a Hall of Fame jersey. And Stokes, I mean, I've known you a long time, 25 years. I've been on the air 33 years here. I have never compared a football player to Jim Brown. Yeah, but Jim Brown was like, there's just Jim Brown and everybody else. OJ, Dickerson, I'm an Earl Campbell guy, right? Any, pick any of the guys you played with, Faulk, any Jamal, any of these guys. What Derrick Henry is doing and what I that what you see in the looks of the defenders wanting to tackle him on an 18-degree night, he can break you, dude.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how great has he been this year? But how great has he been for the last 4 or 5 years? And bigger backs, they just kind of hit the wall, and you expect him to really slow down at a certain point. And, kind of expected that a couple of years ago, and he just keeps doing it. So impressive. But also, he has the speed, and that's still there with the wear and tear that he's had throughout college and the NFL. Now, to continue to do it at the level that he's doing it at is so impressive. Just goes to show you about the work that he puts in during the offseason, during the season, to be able to continue to play at the level that he's played at that position, with the amount of carries that he's gotten, is just remarkable. And then now you pair him with Lamar and that offense, oh, a match made in heaven. And so, we played Baltimore earlier in the season here in Denver, and they just, waxed us. And they're tough to deal with offensively with that running game. And then also, you look up and you say, damn, I mean, you got to cover Bateman. You got to cover, Zay Flowers, obviously, if he can play and healthy. But then you got Andrews and Lively, and it's like, wow. And then you got the change of pace guys coming off the bench there behind Henry. They're tough to deal with offensively. Now you got the defense playing at a high level. Sometimes it takes some time with a new defensive coordinator to kind of get set in and figure things out. And so, whoo, I tell you what, nobody wants to see the Ravens right now.
Stokes, you were a different breed coming out of college. The Ravens loved you. You had this relationship with Peyton from years and then found that spot for yourself and then continued your career enough to come back and run around in Seattle and some other places. Tell me about your speed. You weren't the fastest guy, right? I mean, but did it diminish by the time I had you out here doing Papa Shot at the end of your career? Were you markedly slower from a 40-yard dash? Because it the first thing you talked about was his speed, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I've sort of taken that for granted, but a guy like you wouldn't on a 31, 32, 33-year-old body because you had world-class speed, but not first-round world-class speed. But you managed to make it go a long time, and I got to think, you probably weren't faster when you got into your 30s, and that probably is the marvel for a guy like you who did this, right? With Derrick
Yeah, I mean,
Henry.
certainly. I felt like I maintained my speed pretty well. I wasn't the fastest guy out there, but I
But you
wasn't
were
the
obsessed
slowest.
with it, right? I
But
mean,
I wasn't the slowest either. No, I felt like, as I got older, obviously wasn't as fast as I was, but it's more 0 to 10, 0 to 15. Maybe that top end speed in there, but do you still have the quickness and the explosiveness? And for a guy like Derrick Henry, my last year in Baltimore, I was 37 years old. I don't know how old he is right now, but he still has that top end speed. I mean, guys still can't catch him when he gets going. And then nobody wants to fill the box and try to take that guy on in the hole if you're a safety or cornerback. And so it's been impressive what he's been able to continue to do after, like I said, I mean, the guy's had a ton of carries in the NFL, a lot of wear and tear. Usually you don't see it. All of a sudden, bigger backs, they just kind of, it's done, and they fall off the face of the earth, and it's like, wow, okay, this guy's done, and we just haven't seen it with him.
I would think the last thing a guy who played the game for as long as you did at the level you did wants to have is the food fight on who's the MVP. You're not on the air in Buffalo or Baltimore to do that, but I'm sure even in Denver, there's a little bit of that going on. And you know the value of a Saquon Barkley and a Derrick Henry, and a Joe Burrow who didn't win but played great, right, as an individual. Where are you on the valuable thing? And then the whole notion, I've been saying this for about a week and a half. You'll appreciate this because we celebrated the life of David Modell again yesterday because we lost him 8 years ago this week. And you loved Art, and there's some great pictures of you and Art and the Cocoon Nuts, underneath the Tampa Stadium. But if Art or David called me today and they're like, how are the Ravens doing this? And I'd say, they're great. They, Mr. Modell, they have a running back that's like Jim Brown. Jim Brown, what? What are you? What are you? Now, how are they doing this? Tell me about that quarterback. What kind of quarterback? Well, he's African American. Art, you always, you were the one of the first people to bring African Americans into the league. And he's a two-time MVP. Might win this one. Tell me about his stats, Nesta. I'd say, well, he threw for 41 touchdowns. How many interceptions? Four. Does he run the ball? 900 yards of offense, Art. Like, literally, Stokes. Like, I don't, it's otherworldly. It's unthinkable, even from your neighbor Peyton Manning. Anybody to think that these stats are possible, and yet we're still making an argument. And I'm not making pro or anti job, but I do think, like, on the face of it, are we really appreciating what Lamar Jackson's doing here?
No, you're all over it. I think what's hurt, well, why we're having the conversation, why he's not just running away with it, he's already won a couple of them, right? And so now you take a step back and say, well, you've won two MVPs. Can we give him a third? And he really hasn't done anything in the playoffs. He hasn't even been to a Super Bowl. That's the talk that you run into. That's not my
Well, the other
conversation.
talk
So.
would be, and if I want to be flippant, and I'm Mr. Derrick Henry around here, the running back's been the difference maker for them this year. They got Jim Brown running the ball. Like,
Yeah, and
literally, that's going to make everybody smell better.
yeah, no, absolutely. You look at, well, you say Lamar's got more help around him than a guy like Josh Allen, obviously, right? Derrick Henry, James Cook's had a great year, and he had a great game against the Broncos. But then you look at the receivers and tight ends. I mean, Baltimore set up better offensively, and this was supposed to be expectations wise. This was supposed to be a down year for Buffalo. And it hasn't been. So, you got to give some credit to Josh Allen there. I think, we ran into this conversation here in Denver, the MVP conversation with Nikola Jokic. And that's what they were saying about Jokic. He had won two MVPs. He never won a championship. Now, he had some success in the playoffs, but he never won a championship. So, even though he was better in a couple years ago, his stats were than the previous 2 years. They just couldn't give him that third MVP before he won a championship. Well, what happened that season? They won a championship. Well, then guess who won his third MVP last year? Nikola Jokic. So, you had that conversation. Now, that was basketball. That wasn't football. So, at some point, you got to win in the playoffs. Now, how much do they hold that against you when it comes to MVP? And should you have to have a Super Bowl? Or, that's a different conversation, but I'm just saying they do have that conversation. And it's like, okay, we can't keep giving this guy MVPs if he's not winning when it matters the most.
Brandon Stokely won when it mattered the most. He's a several-time champion in the National Football League. We honor the Baltimore one. We tend to forget the other one. And then the Manning brothers show up every Monday night and try to make me laugh and have a good time. How was your life? Give everybody a little update on you, because it has been, let's see here, January 28th. It'll be 24 years. I've done the math on this. We're both getting younger and hopefully getting more wise through all of this. But enjoying your life, and obviously a good football team out there in Denver now. I mean, a real different kind of offseason than, who's the coach, who's the
Yeah,
quarterback, and it was
right.
messy there for a while, right?
Yeah, you feel good about the quarterback here. So that's a huge positive moving forward. It's not who we're going to draft. We're going to draft a guy in the first round. Talk about. So, y'all hadn't had to worry about that over in Baltimore in a while, right? Which is nice. It's not a birthright. Let me tell you, that's a hard thing to do. And Broncos country here has found that out post Manning, but you feel good about that. So now you can start looking around and adding the pieces around the quarterback. So that's a good thing. I'm doing radio, man. Been doing since 2016. I started doing the morning show. So it's a little bit earlier for me, 6 to 10 in the morning, but I love it.
Knock it
So
out, baby. Get it done. Get it
then the
done.
rest of the day, I could be on the golf course at 10:30 if I wanted to. So absolutely love it. And yeah, kids are getting old. We're getting old. But yeah, you say 24 years, and I just think back, and we're at that time of the year where you think back about, when we went on that run and
Is that
beat
the
Denver.
Bengals football behind you? Is that from the Bengals game? Is that the ball there?
Yes.
That's I just want to, like,
Bengals. This is
because
Super Bowl ticket right
I got
there.
one of those, but I don't have that football from Cincinnati that day. I do have great pictures of you and I at the barn the next day after you caught that pick. You
No,
ended the
no, no. That
drought.
was
That's not the drought.
my Cincinnati Denver catch, the one that got deflected up in the air. Not
Oh.
the one that broke the streak.
Not when you won all the money for breaking the streak in the
That's
locker room.
right. I don't know if I ever saw that money, by the way. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember that.
Well, I think Ozzie had it counted against the cap.
Right. Yeah.
Brandon Stokely's here 24 years later. When you write books on this stuff, you try to remember it.
Yeah.
So you can go read Purple Rain 1 or 2. I mean, it might be a Purple Rain 3 coming up here in a couple weeks. Do you think they're
Yeah.
going to do it? I'll end with this with you, but where are we here and where are we now? You're out in Denver, you're removed from it. You watch this at clearly a higher level. I think you really believe Lamar is going to win his Super Bowl at some point. And I even said to my wife, who's been in and out of town with her family and stuff, we actually had breakfast this morning. I'm like, if he's not going to win the Super Bowl with Derrick Henry running at this level and this level of health that they have, but they've really made a tough road of this going to Buffalo and playing on an 18-degree night and then have to go to Kansas City. This will not be an easy path. And you know that. You know the home field advantage in the bye, and you know the road path because you were a part of it.
Yeah, and it's not supposed to be easy. So you got to go and you got to win some tough football games. You got to get some bounces. And here's the hard thing about football and winning it all. It's one game. That's it. It's not best of seven. If it was best of seven, guess what? Y'all wouldn't have won in 2013. The 2012 season. I mean, y'all win 1 out of 10 from us here in Denver, right? I mean, so that's the hard thing. And I've lived it, both sides of it, like you said. It's just one game. Anything can happen in one football game. So it should be fun. But I wouldn't bet against the Ravens. No. Right now, with Harbaugh as a coach, I played with him in 13 the year after that Super Bowl, and love him. The mentality of the Ravens. It hasn't left since 2000. I mean, I saw Ray Lewis coming out. He's doing the squirrel on the TV. The place is going crazy. So, definitely wouldn't bet against the Ravens. Love that organization and what they're just made of, and it stayed that way. So you talk about going on the road for the Ravens? Come on. I don't think it's a big deal.
You've been a legend of the game for the Ravens yet. If you come out and done, you haven't done that one yet.
No,
I'm
haven't.
going to sponsor. I just want to put you up for that because they brought Flynn in a couple of weeks ago and it got his
Well, if
juices
they're
going,
bringing Mike Flynn in, they're at the bottom of the barrel. I can't be much lower
That's
than
what he said.
Flynn.
That's why we were so shocked.
I can't be. I've gotten an invite, just haven't been able to make it. So, maybe they'll circle back around to, the fourth round pick in 1999, and we can get it done.
Well, you'll have a proper crab cake when you come in here, and we'll figure out some Cajun food to with the crawfish and all that for you. Brandon Stokely's one of my favorite dudes. He is out in Denver doing sports radio. He continues to be a Raven at heart and a Colt some days. When he hangs out with Peyton, he's got to pretend he was a Colt for a little while. But we still love you around here, and it's always great to catch up, talk some football with somebody who knows more than I know, and just makes it fun, right? We're gonna sit and watch the games next couple of weeks with the popcorn, where nobody knows who's gonna win, but I know we're gonna have some great football here next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. And it is. We'll see. This game, Baltimore Buffalo, is going to be a great one. So can't wait to see what happens. Thanks for having me, buddy.
I've been staring at Pistol Pete Maravich over your shoulder there, driving the lane and thinking to myself, man, I love being a sports guy as an old fart when I could just look at something that's a PennDOT and say, that's Pistol Pete in the lane.
Yep, that's right.
Man, once a Louisiana, always Louisiana. You gotta import that stuff out to Colorado. All right, Luke's out in Owings Mills. We got a big football game. We've been up in Buffalo this week. Crab Cake Tour's on hiatus because of the snow, but we're back at Libs Grill the day after the parade. That's going to be the 12th of February. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And I love that Brandon Stokely still pissed about the Mile High Miracle. We're Baltimore
Oh, I mean,
positive.
come on.
Still angry. Still, I think I've ended our relationship.